Hello everyone, welcome to another 1v1 soccer coaching podcast. I'm delighted to have you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. So today I want to talk about the idea of if you've been told you're not good enough, what should you do? So many of us have been told that. Coaches have told me multiple times that you're not good enough. Especially when I was trying out for colleges here in America when I just came to America, coaches were saying you're not good enough, you're not good enough. They kept on repeating that, but not a lot of the coaches could actually articulate exactly what I'm not good enough in and what I could work on or what I should work on at the time. And I want to share a quick story with you about when I just came to this country. It was really, really difficult for me. And I'm going to get a little personal and it's going to be a little bit emotional. So I started, unfortunately, having children very young. And I had my first daughter at age 18. And it meant that I now had to step up and be a father and take care of responsibilities. And at this point in time, 18 years old, still very young, my goal is, okay, if I can get to college in America, I should be able to make a good life for my family. So that's what I embarked on. I left Jamaica with the intention that I was gonna come here and enroll in college and hopefully get a soccer scholarship. And at this point in time, coming up from Jamaica, I was pretty good. I was playing for my national team and I was playing for a few teams back home. So I was really at a high level in terms of my soccer career. And once I came here, I started to go out in trials, trying to figure out, which team I could play for. And coaches kept on telling me, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. And just imagine, at this point in time, being very young, I'm so focused on, hey, I need to create a better life for my kids. It was a really, really tough period for me. And especially being told you're not good enough, after going on tryouts after tryouts, being told you're not good enough. I was getting very, very disheartened. I felt like quitting at so many ventures throughout the journey, but I kept on pushing. I kept on pushing. I kept on trying. I kept on training. I remember I was pretty much, kicking with one of my buddy at some point in his living room. That's where I slept. I slept on a cushion in my buddy's living room because that's the living arrangement I could find at the time. Things were very, very, very hard. And I kept on hearing that feedback. The more tryouts I went on, coaches saying, you're not good enough, you're not good enough. And a lot of them just couldn't articulate clearly exactly what I'm not good enough in and what I need to work on to make their teams. But I had determination. I had that desire. I had that driver in me. And of course, I prayed a lot pretty much ask God to lead me because I was pretty much lost. When I was hearing, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, I was like confused. Again, as I mentioned, I was, on the top of my game. I was playing for my national team. So I was really, really confused. With that said, the feedback that I could have taken, I took it. And I worked on the things. I worked on my dribbling. I worked on my heading. I worked on strengthening my upper body, my lower body. I really went to work at it. And, feedback is very, very, very crucial. Sometimes it's hard to take feedback. I struggle with taking feedback at times, but I really listened to some of those coaches as to what I needed to work on. And as I had mentioned, this was a really, really difficult time for me. Again, having a child very young, I needed to put food on the table. I needed to find a way. I remember I went on this tryouts in upstate New York to try out for this junior college team. And that was a pretty good team. But again, I was convinced that I was good enough. And, you know, I made this four hour journey to Syracuse, New York. And I played pretty well in the tryouts. And I was convinced that the coaches would have chosen me. And unfortunately, again, they told me, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. And of course, I took the feedback, but it was a long ride back home. You know, I cried like a baby. I couldn't believe what was happening. I was, I was stunned by the feedbacks that I was getting. Because again, coming up from Jamaica, I was convinced that, you know, I could just fit within the American system, but it was just not the case. It was just not working out for me. And after toiling, training, pushing hard in snow and sleet, I got a call one day from a gentleman who said, hey, my name is Coach such and such, and I'm going to apply for a job. And if I get that job, I am going to bring you on the team and I'm going to give you a full scholarship. And, you know, at this point, I was stunned because this guy didn't even see me play. He just heard about me that I could play. And, you know, it goes to say, the saying goes like, you know, which yeah, a lot of people know, that you just need somebody to believe in you sometimes. And that's what happened for me. I found somebody to believe in me. And what happened, he called me a few weeks after and say, hey, I got the job and I want you to be on the team. And it was, you can just imagine, it was really emotional for me. This is after trying for a year just to find a team that was willing to take me. Because I really was convinced that if I got a college education, I would be able to take care of my family. And so said, so done. Today I'm fortunate to be able to do that. And again, thank God for America and, you know, just being here and being able to get the opportunity to pursue my dreams. And with that said, I'm not going to give you any illusions. It was very, very difficult. Again, as I mentioned, coaches were telling me over and over, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. I was confused. I didn't know what I'm going to do. I was stressed. I was disheartened. I can't even explain some of my mindsets. You know, sometimes I felt like I was going crazy. I didn't know what I'm going to do. I was feeling so lost. And when this guy came to me and told me I'm going to give you a scholarship, I felt that this was the moment for me. And once I was finished with that school that I went to, because it was a junior college, I had 30 different offers. 30 different offers to go to a four-year college, to attend a Division I school. 30 different offers. This is after coaches told me over and over, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. And it was difficult, as I mentioned, but I took the feedback. I went to work in snow and sleet, as I told you, when no one's watching, when there was nothing basically for me to train for, because I wasn't seeing a pathway. And I tell you that story to say, hey, listen, there is always a way. And I always approach the kids that I coach in that manner. It doesn't matter what your levels are. I explain to them, I say, if you have that desire, that dream, that willingness to put the work in, you're going to be fine. And that's the approach I take with the kids. I tell them this story all the time. And, you know, I really wanted to bring this out. I'm sure a couple of the parents are going to be hearing this. But, you know, irrespective of the difficulties, irrespective of coaches saying to the kids, hey, you're not good enough, there's always a way. I think the parents need to just be willing to take the feedback and listen and say, okay, what can I do to correct the things that, or to improve on the things that, that my child is not good in. And have a conversation with the child. Be willing to have a conversation. Even though the feedback may be tough, it's okay. You know, we all live to fight another day. Yeah, our egos may be damaged a little bit, like my ego was damaged when I first came here. I played for my national team, and I was convinced that I was able to play. But again, with my driver being, hey, I needed to take care of my family. I had a young child on the way. I needed to figure it out. I never had a choice. I had to just find a way to get it done. So I think it's the same approach that I have with the kids, and I would recommend the same thing for the parents. Even when, you know, you're being told that your child is not good enough, get to work with them. Figure out how to get more training, or, you know, better training, so they can improve in the areas that they need to improve. So again, it is a struggle for most of us. However, you just have to find that determined spirit to say, okay, what can I do? What can I work on to get me to that place where I could improve upon the things that these coaches are saying, hey, I'm not good enough in. So I'm really thankful again for you guys listening. Again, the idea was, if you're being told you're not good enough, what should you do? What should you do with your child? What should your child do? And the number one thing I recommend is just sit down and have a conversation with them. Have a conversation, come up with a plan, speak with mom, speak with dad, come up with a plan to figure out what extra training you can do on your own, or one-on-one training you can do on your own, just to improve upon those areas that you're getting feedback in that you need to work on. So don't get disheartened. There's always a way. I was able to do it, and I'm sure you can do it as well. All right. Looking forward to the next podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so elated. Looking forward to the next one. All right. You take care. Bye-bye.